Zero. Yeah. Don't let you see what I'm in the bed and under what the body is Mendola Guman, he had no yard.
So, first of all, to listen the holy, precious Dharma, you have to hold a proper motivation of the Bodhicitta. However, we have to attend the supreme, complete, and perfect enlightenment of the state of Buddha in order to benefit or liberate all of dear mother sentient beings as long as the spans. Hear what I taught you, the Dharma, the commentary of the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment, which was commentary by the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa, the explanation of the Bodhipada Pradip, or the Jangchu Lamten in Tibetan and English, as you know well about it, the name for the path to enlightenment. This is the root text which I have to explain to you. Last Sunday, I taught my Dharma teachings from the greatness of the teachings taught by the great scholar or the discipliner Sri Dibamkara Jhana or the Guru Atisha, the greatness of his teachings is that all the Shikyamuni Buddha Dharma or the all the Buddhisms, whatever Buddha Shikyamuni had taught in the past, all of those teachings are not contradictory each other's. So that's the greatness of the teachings of the Lamb for the Path to Enlightenment. We have to understand that greatness, because and why, from that we can develop our spiritual faith or our spiritual respect to the teaching of the Buddha Shakyamuni in general and the specific or special for the land for the path to enlightenment. And up to date, the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that all the greatness of the teachings that also is very important. So what is that greatness of the teachings? The second one is that the all of his teachings are, I mean the teachings of the Buddha Shakyamuni and the teachings of the great discipliner, Guru Atisha, Dibamkara, Shri Jana, those teachings are the instructions. So how we can understand all those teachings are instructions for us? Without the commentary, we don't understand. Even we read once a time, if you read the root text, the lamp for the path to enlightenment, we don't understand very clearly without the commentary or without the explanations. Therefore, those scholars has made the great effort to make the commentary, such as the detailed commentary of the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment, which was detailed commentary by the great qualified master, Master Tsongkhapa. So if you understand those teachings are the instructions, then it can develop our faith and convince to practice on the teachings of the lamp for the path to enlightenment. Sungra Thamche Dhamma Du Sharwanis. All the excellent teachings are how to become the instruct to us, how to become the instruction. Yes, we all are the Dharma who search the Dharma. Who wants liberation, and we need the temporary happiness and the permanent or the ultimate happiness, the two types of ultimate happiness, or the two types of the ultimate goal, the goal of liberation or the moksha, and the the highest enlightenment, the Buddhahood. So how we can achieve and attain our goal, and in the other hand, we don't need, and we always try to avoid the different types of the sufferings, not only us, regarding of the temporal suffering, even those animals like dog, cat, tiger, elephant, and so on, they also don't need the temporal suffering. Therefore, they always try to escape from the place of the suffering try to escape from the animals who attack them. For example, the deer, when they see the tiger, they always try to escape from that area to the other to save their life. So we are the human being. And in Sanskrit, it says the purush, the purush is the someone who can, who have ability and who can be do more than those animal living beings. So how can we be differentiate from those animals? So we have to search the special temporal happiness, temporal happiness that's for our next good rebirth. And then also we have ability to attain the liberation and the moksha, or either I can say the liberation. And if we practice the Dharma, we can also achieve the complete and supreme enlightenment. As you have heard many times, those gurus, the master, they explain us how to attain the complete and supreme enlightenment. They give us the example of those Dharma practitioners, like the Kewa-en-sepa, and like the Milarepa. Those are the great yogi and great saints. At the beginning, they are not a great saint, a great practitioner. They are, they were in the past, they were like the sentient beings, like us. Then they listen to the Dharma, they contemplate the Dharma, and then they meditate upon the meaning of the Dharma, and then they gain the realization. So our body is same body of the human body. We have the flesh, blood. Blood always circulate through our veins, and also bones in our body. So what they have formed, we have formed. So so therefore, if we practice the Dharma, we can practice the Dharma. Through this, the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that the, as we need the ultimate happiness, we have to understand those, all of those teachings into the instruction. Whose speech is the most excellent speech, most elegant speech? Whose speech is the correct speech, right speech? If we analyze upon the speech of the past persons, and in this world there are many, many different popular, famous scholars and persons have arrived in this world, in Western country and in Asian country and different country. If you have read the biography of the different person, there are different scholars. Here, when we're talking about the Buddha Dharma, then the great scholars, Tsongkhapa expressed that regarding of what we have to abandon, what we have to collect, what we have to do right thing, what we have to abandon or give up the wrong thing. So whose speech is the most excellent speech? Then the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that Langdogen ne tamje tembala chuba malyu pada jewa ni sangye nyakshi imbeshi. Only the Buddha is the perfect person whose speech is excellent speech, whose teaching is the excellent teaching and holy teaching, precious teachings. never going to give up the Dharma practice. With this, the scholar himself said that it's not just his ideal. He refers to the other scholar called the Maitreya. The Maitreya has guide his best students. The student called the Arya Asanga, who is a really great person and a stress blessing in this world. So the Maitreya said that there is no as scholar as the Shakyamuni Buddha in this world. The only Shakyamuni Buddha can understand the Dharma perfect, and whatever that's whatever he is setting the Dharma order one after another, and that's right, that's not incorrect, that's right. Someone who mixed and who checked the proper order of the Shakyamuni Buddha's teachings, and that will destroy the Dharma. So it said that someone should not mixed and incorrect order what Shakyamuni Buddha has setting already. For example, you have listened many times, and when the Dharma talk, we always enjoy to talk about the Four Noble Truths and the triple links of the interdependent originations. So in set of the Four Noble Truths, how Buddha has set those Four Noble Truths? First he expressed the truth of suffering, and after that, the second he said the truth of the origin of that suffering, and then the truth of the cessation, and then the truth of the path. So that's the Four Noble Truths, which are the correct and proper ordered by the process by the Shakyamuni Buddha has taught. So if we talk the Dharma like the incorrect order, for example, first the truth of the cessation, and then the truth of the suffering, and so on, then it became an incorrect order. Then it's we cannot practice very well. So if I give the example of in our daily life, so the very excellent chef, how they make the food, they have the order to make the food. How to make the coffee, there is an order to make the coffee. So like that examples, so examples, I don't want to show you the clear example. You will understand through the in your daily life, in our daily life. And I don't understand also well about how to talk the Dharma, how to teach the Dharma. But through the commentary, it supported me and helped to talk to the Dharma. And it said that general in the teachings, there are the two types of the teaching. One is the very detailed commentary, like the detailed commentary of the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment. And some Dharma texts are the short texts, not very long texts. Some persons who don't understand well about the Dharma, they may thought that, those short instructions are in order to practice for us, and those commentaries, detailed commentaries, are in order to preach the Dharma, in order to talk the Dharma, then the person who don't understand well about the Dharma, they separate the two different, they differentiate with the Dharma. They said that one Dharma, they thought one Dharma is in order to practice, and another Dharma in just in order to talk, in order to speak. Then they differentiate and then they separate the Dharma teachings. So in order to connect each other, in order to well understand about the Dharma, the great scholar said that those detailed commentary also in order to practice for us, practice for some someone who said like that. That's the fault of the person, as I mentioned before. That's the fault of that person who doesn't have the ability or the power, or who doesn't have the the intelligent mind or the wisdom to practice the Dharma. So, however, in short, the great scholar said that the great scholar, great discipliner, said that also those the detailed commentaries of not only the commentary of him, the commentary of the Sri Acharya Nagarjuna and Acharya Asanga, those commentaries are also in order to practice for us. We have to apply those teachings for us as the real instructions for us. So, what is the real instructions, and what is the in American they said that the fact instructions, not real instructions. True, in there are many examples in this world now. There, for example, if you go to buy something, there something the fruit, some apple, they are real apple. Some apple, they are not real apple. True, they are the fake apple, not real apple. They are however, how they become an organic apple? No, they are not organic apple. They are not the chemical apple, and just the plastic apple, right? So when you watch the apples, and we may think that the organic apple and then plastic apple looks like very similar to maybe the plastic apples, the color is more beautiful than the organic apple. So, and then when you go to smell it, then maybe the plastic apple, it cannot smell to us, right? Then the organic apple, it has a good smell. And then if you your very nice teeth, very shiny teeth, very good teeth bite on that plastic apple, then it has no juice. It's just empty inside. So when you bite on the other apple, the organic apple, the organic apple from the California, true? Organic apple from the California. If they bite in the other states, like the New York or the Virginia state or the Maryland, and then they bite the California organic apple, then they will understand how it tastes, how it helps or supports you the bodies. So, so through that. That a person can understand what you buy and what you eat, what you digest. So with this example, the great scholar said that if that is the real instructions, that instructions, even it's a short text, short Dharma teachings, it has to support for wish or interest upon the detailed commentary. If this is a short and brief instructions and they wish to try to register a detailed commentary, then they will run to search the commentaries of the great scholars, and then they also want to understand the open the Dharma books of the great scholars Nagarjuna and the Arya Asangas. So that's the perfect and right instructions. So someone not gives the suppose for become the instructions upon the detailed commentary, then it's not the right instructions, or it's not right proper teachings for us. So that person who thought that the short instructions are in order to practice, and the detailed commentaries are not in order to instructions for them, not in order to practice for them, then they separated the Dharma teachings, and then they make the differentiate between the teaching Dharma and then the practicing Dharma. They thought there are two types of Dharma. So like as the I give the examples. So however, we have to understand both of them. The short real instructions of the short brief text, or the detail and the commentary of the Shakyamuni Buddhas. The both of them are in order to appear as for the instructions. It's very important to be Dharma comes us as instructions. If Dharma comes to instruction for us, then we want to be practice the Dharma. We wish to bring, as the great scholar Tsongkhapa said, that we have to bring and understand how to bring the essence of the next rebirth, not only in this life, and how can we attain the liberation, how can we attain the complete and perfect enlightenment. So also in here it said that someone who thought that those detailed commentaries are not practiced, those type of the persons has the wrong idea, and then they disrespect to or the standards, or their disrespect to the pure Buddha Dharma, and then they disrespect, and then they don't respect to the detailed commentary of those great scholars. And from that, it's very dangerous to make the karmic obstructions, or make the negative karma for that open the Dharma or open the teachings. So however, those are the great, the major commentary, the commentary of the Vinaya Sutra, the commentary of the treasury of knowledge, and so on. If you don't understand if you don't understand the meaning of those commentary, then we have to search the short and brief instructions, and from them we have to understand the real instructions. So here, Okay. And those great Kadamba masters, the Kadamba, as you know, started when the Guru Atisha arrived in Tibet, and after that, people talking about the Kadamba, and you have listened that the car is the teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddha, and the Dhamma is the to practice as instructions. So, however, it said that who is the Kadamba, the source of Kadamba, and the Guru Atisha is the source of Kadamba, and the Guru Atisha's instructions, and then whatever he teaches, whether he's favorite and then most important disciple. Disciple, Dhamdun Gyewe Junne, all of the Guru Atisha's teachings comes instructions to the Dhamdun Gyewe Junne, and after that, there are all the different Kadamba practitioners, and here the great scholar Tsongkhapa refers to those Kadamba masters. It said that Nechoba Chenpo Changju Rinchen Geshenes, Nechoba Chenpo Changju Rinchen, and that Kadamba master said that how to familiarize with Buddha's teachings, how to familiarize with the Guru Atisha's teachings. Who understand more about the real teachings is that someone who comes all the teachings in teachings for instructions to him, that person is more familiarized with the teachings, and that person understands those teachings are real instructions. And in the other hand, what the great Nanjoba said, that in the other hand, he said that someone who practices a small a brief text, Dharma textbook, someone who practices the brief teachings, very short commentary, very short teachings, and then they may think that, I am the best Dharma practitioner. I practice the instruction, right? I practice the very brief and then point of the teachings. And then he or she may thought that those commentaries are not for me. I am enough for this. And this is in order to practice. So the Nechopa Chenpo said that this is not how to become the all the teachings in instructions. So example, it said that if in America, I don't know very well about the in family in the America, and in India, and so although the mom too, the mummy, the mother too, mama or the mother or the ama, in Tibetan we say ama. In other countries they say mama. And then the English, they said mom or mother, right? And then the real mother and the real mom understand very well about the kitchen, too. Where the frog is, where the spoon is, where the lentil is, and where the knife is, and so on. Wherever those, they understand very well. Mom, or the mama who familiarize with the kitchen, maybe the mom of three kids, four kids, right? Maybe in India, some of them are the mom and dad of the five or six kids.
three on the right side and four on the left side. Yeah, maybe share it. So, however, so the some guest comes to the house, and then guest will ask the mom where is the frog, and then mom will check the frog from the right place. Here's the frog. Here's the spoon. Here's the all the things whatever in the kitchen. So here's the sugar. Here is the salt. Here is the peppers and so on. She can explain very well where is it. So that's the real mom who familiarized on the kitchen. So when the new mom, a new mom comes to the other new house and new kitchen, then the new mom don't understand very well about the kitchen, and then guest asks where is the cup, and then she may checking, and then maybe it's in the left hand. If it's not, then it's on the right hand. Then that new mom not familiar on the kitchen, true. So not like that like the new mom, true. So however, or whatever pick up from the teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddhas and the Nechopa, the great scholar, not like me, true. Not fixed to me. Whatever the Dharma teachings from the Buddha Shakyamuni, picked up by the Nechopa Chanchu Rinchen, and then he understand, Buddha said that don't do the negative actions, and do the positive actions. And the great scholar Nechopa thought that that's the instructions of the Shakyamuni Buddha. And the Shakyamuni Buddha said, and then Guru Atisha also said, the truth of the origin of suffering has to abandon, and then truth of path you have to collect and practice upon it. The great Nechopa Chenpo, he has the instructions, comes real instructions upon him. So although the Sutrayana, the Bodhicitta, in order to generate, then he realized that Bodhicitta is in order to generate, and after that the six perfection in order to benefits the other sentient beings, in order to ripen the mind, in order to attain the complete supreme and perfect enlightenment. Those advice of the Shri Dibhamkara Jana or the Guru Atisha comes instructions to the Nechopa Chanchu Rinchen, the master of the Kadamba, the real master, the great scholar of Singapore, because of that, refers to him, show the proof from his practice, his speech also. And although that there's the other, the Kadamba meditator, because the Chol Chenpo Loma, the students of the Guru Atisha, Gwangpa Rinchen, his name, the Gwangpa Rinchen Lama, or the Gwangpa Rinchen Lama. So how he also became all the teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddhas, the teachings of the Sri Nagarjuna, and then the teachings of the Arya Asangas, and the root text of the Guru Atisha, comes instructions to him. And when he listened the Dharma teachings once occasions, and he changed his body, speech, and mind. He transformed his body, speech, and mind. And from that, he understand all of teachings are for him is a real instructions. So the Lama Tsongkhapa said that so we also should be like that. So today I give the example to the plastic or the fake apple, and then the real apple, the organic apple. So that's just example. And so we are in the samsaric lifetime, cyclic existence, and cyclic existence. We enjoy to see those examples. And then from that example, it's an example, and then it supports us to understand the meaning of the Dharma, then the essence of the teachings. And after that, here it says the Tenpa Rinpoche. Tenpa Rinpoche is the Domdun Gyewe Jungne in Lamrim teachings. The great scholar Tsongkhapa said to the Dom Tenpa in short name, the Tenpa Rinpoche, right? Sometimes we call the different name of the person in the short name, not the full name too. Maybe the John Jackson, we call the John, some person we get the Korean name or the Vietnamese name or the Chinese name. We use the short name from that. So in Tibetan also, we use the short name from it. So the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that here in the commentary of the stage of the path to enlightenment, he said, Tenpa Rinpoche Shelne, from the mouth of the Tenpa Rinpoche is the Domdun Gyalwe Jungne, Dom Tenpa, who is the one best student of the Guru Atisha. And then, yes, yeah, Dom Tenpa, Domdun Gyalwe Jungne, and then he said that the some person listen a long time, they listen to Dharma, and different gurus and lama, they listen the Dharma. They listen the Dharma, and after that, that person may have thought that, oh, now I have listened to many Dharma. True, I have listened to many Dharma. I have listened a long time. I have listened to different scholar gurus. Now I have to practice the Dharma. He thought that like that. Now I have to practice the Dharma, and then he goes to all the place to ask the same person how to practice the Dharma. He asked to the other his friendly person to maybe if I am that person, I will shy too. If I am that person, I'm shy because I am monk. And then if I ask to the other persons, I have the worldly dharma, true worldly dharma. Okay. So however, he asked to the other person how to practice the dharma. Then whatever he listened in the past, he didn't think that those are in order to practice. So the Dharma listenings should not be like that type of persons. If we become that type of person, then we are our listening not goes the correct listenings. That's the reason. Then the Domdun Gyalwe Jungne looks the reason of that person why he don't understand Dharma or the teachings in order to practice. Why he didn't understand? Because he has listened a very long time. He has listened from the different masters, qualified master. Why he don't understand that the how to meditate the Dharma? Because then he what is his mistake? Then the great Gomtenpa said that that's a mistake of him, that whatever the guru said to him, then he never thought that is the instructions to him. Whatever the pills give to the patients, the doctor give the pills to the patients, and the patient may have thought that it's not for my discover for my illness. He bring the pills and then just keep in his house, and then he can recover from his illness. So like that, many times when we listen the Dharma, we run where to listen the Dharma, and then after we don't practice, then the fault of not only that person, right? The fault of us also, because the Dharma didn't come instructions upon us. He says the So he don't understand those the teachings are instructions. So this subject also very important. We have to try to those teachings instruct for us. Those are real instructions for us. We have to appeal our mistakes on those teachings. Whatever we have different types of mistakes. And here the great, so it's just 5 minutes, okay. Then here the great scholar also make the one very conclusions refers to the Acharya Vasubandhu. Acharya Vasubandhu is the brother of the Asanga, Arya Asanga. I don't know whether the Arya Asanga looks like to the Vasubandhu or not. Perhaps maybe Acharya Vasubandhu a little bit not looks like the Master Asanga too. Because the both of them Acharya Vasubandhu here great called Tsongkhapa refers to him, and sometimes the great Tsongkhapa refers to really refers to the Arya Asanga. Those are the in English they say sometimes the half brother, right? They are the half brother. So the date are different. One mummy or the mom or the ama too. One ama, Tamsi Seve Sutim. One mom has the two eagle too. Two eagle. One eagle is a Vasubandhu, and then other eagle is the Arya Asanga. Yeah, true. So their father is the different father. So I guess they're little bit difference on the face too. So same dad or same father, then they looks very similar too. And some children they looks like very familiar when they speak. Their sound also looks like their brother, sure. This I just talking at the as the just what we say Tibetan. The Tibetan we say the teshe, just not important. I mean, okay, teshe means that just not important. When I see here the Dharma textbook of the Abhidharma or the the treasure of knowledge, then I explain a little bit about the Vasubandhu too. Maybe I don't know, maybe I'm not looks like my brother.
I'm
so here the Vasubandhu said that there are two teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddha, the teachings, the nature of the scripture, the teaching, the nature of the realizations. So those are the two teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddha. Whatever he teach from his mouth or speech, those are the part of the nature of the scripture. Whatever Shakyamuni Buddha long time practice in the jungle, long time practice in the jungle. Once time Shakyamuni Buddha becomes very very skinny when we're using only some seeds for the foods, right? Sometimes we also do the diet in our life, so we just only drink the fruit juice, we just only eat the some barley, and then so flexible our body. And the Shakyamuni Buddha also flexible his body and mind, and then he meditated about the 6 years. So however, whatever he has gained the realizations, those are the nature of the realizations. Through this wonderful the speech of the Buddha Shakyamuni, I cannot conclude the explanation of the how to those instructions comes in the importance of the instructions and importance of the greatness of the teaching of the lamp for path to enlightenment. Today you have listened, and I hope you will develop. We have to develop our respect. We have to develop, and we have to grow our true respect to the teaching of Shakyamuni Buddha in general. If you, we found to the Kadamba's teaching, then we have to develop and grow our genuine respect to the lamp for the path to enlightenment. Bodhipatha Pradip or the Changshu Lamjin in Tibetan. I should not forget my Tibetan. So with this, you don't worry about where are your classmates or where are your Dharma friends. Today they are marathon. Yeah, today they are marathon, and some students they go to Washington, so and then different place. Yeah, so they will come back. You don't and worry, and you don't bother to listen to Dharma. Okay. I also don't bother to teach the Dharma too. They will come back. Yeah. Okay, so first we will may I read in Tibetan? Okay.
Bal
member in the hello and show. Okay, in English, please.
Okay. In short, from our heart, we have to dedicate, as we have listened the Dharma, or taught the Dharma, we have to dedicate those Dharma virtues in order to remain very long life of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and may the Dharma the teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddhas remain very long in this existence or the world. And may all the sentient beings who has different types of the suffering, like the starvations, they never should be have such a suffering. And all of our dear mother sentient beings may free from those two types of obstructions or obscuration, and may they attain very quick enlightenment.
Amen.